morning.
Good morning.
Today's talk was preempted by two things which came up during the week. I live in Chatham, which is out in Morris County, and the main street is very busy, and there's a bunch of lights, and it always takes forever to get through town, especially if you're in a hurry. And this particular day, I was driving home, and not only was there the usual traffic, but they were filling potholes or something in the middle of the road. So when you drove down the road, you had to sort of drive onto the shoulder to go around the construction work, which I did. But as I was going past, the light changed red, so now I was on the shoulder. And I happened to look in my rearview mirror, and I realized there was a guy who was trying to shortcut the process by going down the shoulder to make a right turn. And he's sitting in his car, and he couldn't hear anything, but he could see all these gestures. He was throwing his arms around. He was trying, and he was like really frustrated that I was preventing him from taking his shortcut. This is all a way of leading into speaking a little bit about patience. And certainly when we do this practice, it's important to cultivate patience, both for ourselves and for the practice itself. So what is patience? One definition is that it is the acceptance of things as they are. That is, not getting caught up in how we want things to be. In AA, the Serenity Prayer is a wonderful expression, I think, of patience. Probably many of you are familiar with it, but it goes, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, and the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So back to Whole Foods. I have a seizure disorder, and I have to be very careful, particularly with fruits and stuff from outside this country, because they're sprayed with chemical sprays, which could provoke a seizure. Probably not on medication, but it could happen. So I've trained myself over the years to pick and choose what I eat. And I went into Whole Foods. I love bananas, but most bananas come from Central America and stuff, and I've had bad reactions. But here were organic bananas. I forget where they were grown. And so I bought them, and I brought them home, and I put them in a bowl on the counter to ripen. And the next morning I checked, and they were still green, but they were a little less so. And I noticed myself wondering, with some impatience, how long it would take for them to ripen, because it had been a long time since I had had a banana. And in that moment, it occurred to me that these unripe bananas were actually a beautiful metaphor for this practice. When we start out in Zen, we're green. And as we continue to practice, we become a little less so. And if we keep going, slowly and gradually usually, our practice begins to ripen. And eventually, like the bananas, we will become fully ripe. Ripe enough to remove our outer skin, that is, our ideas, our beliefs, and our projections, to reveal our true nature. Now, continuing this metaphor, like the banana, we cannot force or rush the process. All we can do is sit and allow ripening to occur. There's an old Japanese saying, you cannot push the river. If you get in a canoe and you are taking a trip down the river, using mostly the current, you have to wait for the river to get you there. Regarding this idea of patience, Suzuki Roshi from the San Francisco Zen Center once wrote, and this is a quote, I have always said that you must be very patient if you want to understand Buddhism. But I have been seeking a better word than patience. The usual translation of the Japanese word nin, N-I-N, is patience. But perhaps constancy is a better word. You must, he says, you must force yourself to be patient. But in constancy, there is no particular effort involved. There is only the unchanging ability to accept things as they are. Well, I guess I would take a little bit of exception with Suzuki Roshi, because I don't think that patience comes about through force, through willpower. I think it comes from surrender, from giving up trying to impose our will and just accepting that this is the way things are. These are the ingredients of the moment. And as Bernie Glassman always says, and I say this all the time, making the best meal with the ingredients at hand. Not getting frustrated, not getting impatient that we didn't get what we wanted, but acceptance of what's before us. And working with that as best we can. So going back to our practice, we know we don't practice to attain something. We practice to allow the natural process of ripening to unfold. And then, you know, in an instant, there it is, until it's not. There's an old Chinese proverb which says, "Patience is power. With time and patience, the mulberry leaf becomes silk." And again, like the banana, that process cannot be rushed. It happens in its own time. So when practicing, simply stay present to this moment, not wishing the moment will come when we can eat the banana. If we do not practice in this way, we will probably wind up getting angry and frustrated, losing compassion for both ourselves and others. Just receive the present moment, pleasant or unpleasant, just as it is, not being seduced by the desire for enlightenment or for some other imagined state of holiness or clarity. You know, I know it sounds crazy, initially anyway, to take up a practice, to devote a fair amount of time to it, put in a lot of energy, and surrender any sense of progress or attainment. But if you take up Zen practice, that's what's required, paradoxical or not. So let me end with a quote from W.H. Auden, who said, "Perhaps there is only one cardinal sin, impatience. Because of impatience, we were driven out of paradise, and because of impatience, we cannot return." Thank you.